Module 8. Work and Leisure. A. Reading. Exercise 2, page 104.
Following in the footsteps of Sherlock Holmes. It's night in the city. The thick fog makes seeing anything almost impossible. A scream breaks the silence and a voice shouts, "Come on, Watson, the game is afoot." Welcome to 19th century London, the city of legendary detective Sherlock Holmes and his loyal friend Dr. John Watson. Sherlock Holmes is a fictional character, but the places his creator, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, wrote about are real. Join us as we follow in the footsteps of the world's greatest detective. Holmes lived at 221B Baker Street, but you'll have to do a bit of detective work yourself if you want to find that address. The Sherlock Holmes Museum at 221B Baker Street is between 237 Baker Street and 241 Baker Street. Why? Well, in 19th century London, there wasn't a 221B Baker Street. When they made the street longer, a bank moved in to number 221. In later years, the museum opened, but because the bank was at 221, the museum had to take 239, now renumbered 221B. Inside, you'll find a recreation of Holmes's famous study. Holmes's creator, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, worked as an eye doctor for a short time. Unluckily for him, he didn't have a single client at his surgery at 2 Upper Wimpole Street. Luckily for us, he quickly gave up medicine to concentrate on his short stories. It seems that he had a promising idea about a brilliant detective. If you're keen on the clothes that Holmes and Watson wore, then head for Jermyn Street, the home of the best British tailors and shoemakers for over 200 years. You can have a woolen suit or a pair of leather shoes made there, or even buy a deerstalker, the iconic hat that Holmes often wears. What's better than a relaxing night at the theatre after a hard day solving crimes? In The Sign of Four, Holmes, Watson and Mary Morstan, Watson's future wife, have a mysterious meeting at the Lyceum Theatre at the third pillar from the left. The Lyceum is still a popular place for an evening's entertainment, so if you want, you can enjoy a play there. A walk in Hyde Park is always worthwhile, and it appears in a number of Sherlock Holmes mysteries. Holmes and Watson take a stroll there in The Adventure of the Yellow Face. Inspector Lestrade, an unimaginative policeman who Holmes often helps out, makes an unsuccessful search for a body in the lake there in The Adventure of the Noble Bachelor. Today, you can wander around the park to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city, and you can even hire a boat to row on the lake. Madame Tussauds does not appear in any Sherlock Holmes mystery, but it is home to the Sherlock Holmes Experience, a new interactive exhibition that allows you to become a detective in Sherlock Holmes's London. You can even visit the office of the permanently puzzled Lestrade, and don't miss the waxworks of the actors Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch as the great detective himself.